All right, we're plugged in and ready to rock and roll. 4th of November already, 2022. Friday here in Sydney, Australia. It's the Kras Files podcast with Adam. And guess who I've caught? Mr. Jason Woodforth, a slippery rabbit indeed, slipping and sliding around everywhere. He's a busy, busy man. And busy day today. And we've managed to make time, folks. It's been super hard. Trying to connect with Jason. Jason's a very popular guest on this podcast and gets a lot of comments and a lot of people who like your brass knuckles approach, mate. And you don't never hold anything back and you always offer your opinion and you know, you're always doing your great research and everything. And you offer a unique view from your neck of the woods on what you're seeing and everything, and being true independent media here, you know, nothing censored. We just talk and we put it up. It's great. People enjoy that. So always getting a lot of good feedback on our podcast with you. And obviously people saying, where's Jason gone? He's disappeared. But he's here. He's just busy doing shows and all sorts of things. So we plug in when we can, folks, and go over all the latest in front of us, just whatever we're seeing. And everything's up on krasfiles.com, of course, and contact me through there, and lots going up. I'm doing the Night Watch podcast for the members. These podcasts go to that nice new podcast feeder on the website. You can also play them on the sidebar of the website, download it, share it there. But if you like to get it, of course, out on iTunes and Podbean and God knows how many podcasting platforms, they're all out there as well. Go out pretty quick, so get them while they're hot. Jason will be, we're heading towards the end of the year, mate. Probably be a busy Christmas area for you, but we will continue as much as you're available. And of course, we'll continue into 2023. And I've been saying, just buckle up, folks. Buckle up. This is going to get insane. as the system just thrashes and throws and just becomes desperate to maintain its control over all our lives. It's really lashing out now. So we'll talk a bit about that today, but I cover what I can and whatever's in front of me on the Night Watch podcast for the Kras members, and you can support me over there anyway for a cup of coffee a month. Australian dollar, Jason, is fucked. I can't believe it's even worth anything, but it is $5 Australian a month to be a member on the Kras Files website. And that is predominantly for me about support. And I've made some changes recently, and it costs to keep that website up. I've got more costs coming up, so the members help me to do that. It's mostly about that, but we've got a great members area there and extra podcasts and content. So get in there and have a look and contact me if you would like to. And I'll put Jason's details in for his social media contact if you want to say hi. Been a while, Jason, and I know you've been so busy, probably haven't had too much of a chance to look at everything. I send you stuff when I can. I sent you the thing on New Zealand today, which is crazy. That's kind of the breaking news that I saw today. But what's going on in your neck of the woods? Anything pressing that you're seeing lately? Because it's wacky, isn't it?
Yeah, it's beyond wacky. Okay, I've got so many things I want to start with, Adam, but I'm actually...
That's good.
I want to start with plugging you in that people, $5 a month. I actually sign up to a couple of podcasts where I spend $5 a month. Obviously, I don't spend it on Adam's because I'm one of his guests on there. So for $5 a month, Adam ain't making a killing, people. He's really trying to get the truth out there. So if you can support him, that would be absolutely...
Thanks, buddy.
Yep. It's $5. $5. Come on.
Yeah, I kind of was thinking, Jason, I should have made it $5 US. The guy asked me, and I was like, nah, just make it Australian. But US is a bit more stable, and because they take a fee out, I don't even get that. Get $4 something, and $5 US is always pretty stable, and it would have been better, but you can't change it now. And at all, so it just stays that, and that's the lowest I could make it, and it's a medium cup of coffee a month, and it keeps us talking, and it's just great to have that website up out there in the world for people to log on every day, and the members help, they contribute to that, so that's all. It's a basic supporter thing, and I don't sell anything or offer anything. I just have that little support each month, and of course you're a guest on the show, so you can log in whenever you want, but that's how we do it. We keep it simple as we move forward, buddy.
And there is cost. I mean, like I've run businesses. There's cost to have that website up, and that website's for everybody to have a look at. There is cost. So if you can help Adam out, that'd be great. And Yeah, so I just want to say that bit, mate, before we get going.
Yeah, cool. The cost, Jason, unfortunately, is just in the heaviness of the website. You know, if you've just got a blog, it's okay. But because the CRAS files is a multimedia, there's a lot of Java and plugins and widgets and videos playing and audio podcasts going up. It becomes very heavy, so your hosting changes. Plus, I need to keep that website free of any hackers and problems as well.
Yeah.
So that's the problem. The hosting costs you. Yeah, and it is not cheap sometimes. So that's the thing. We've got a big website out there and running, but we're still here, mate. We're not only still here talking, which is great, and doing our shows, but we're still here.
That is a great segue, because what I really want to start with is something we just chatted about this week, is that we are still here and this shit show is not going away.
No way.
Anytime soon. Now, on this program, folks, I have been saying that. That's been my go-to theme at the end of every single podcast I've done. People, we are still here. This is not going away. I've been saying that now for 2 3/4 years. All right. And I said about 18 months ago, I updated that and I said, I'm going to make the prediction that we're still here and this is not going away. And I'll be saying that in 12 months' time. Well, that 12 month period was probably about 6 months ago. So we're 18 months past when I said that. And then when I said around about that 12 month mark where I said it's about now, I said it 12 months ago, I said, I'll even be more bold and this is not going away and we'll be still here in 2029. Okay, so let's see if it's true. But right now, I'm prepared to say we are still here. This is not going away. And mark my words, in 12 months' time, we will still be here. But I'm prepared to say up to 2029. This shit show is a massive, massive thing that's been decades, if not hundreds of years in the making. And Adam, you mentioned that what's been going on, strap in for next year. This is only a warm-up. What's been going on was just a whole heap of test cases, okay, because nothing made sense, nothing. And a lot of people have joined us. Truth is just going, you guys seem to have got it right. And then just recently, I don't know who said it, was one of the could it be CDC or just someone, they said, I think what we need to do is everyone just forgive each other for what's happened. No, there's no forgiving each other. There's a big motherfucking sorry from your lying asses to come to us. And then there's going to be a whole heap of tribunals which end in your hanging. That's the only thing that comes out of this. If you want to say we've got to forgive each other, that's bullshit, because us truthers knew that this was a scam from day one. Unbelievable. But 2023 does concern me, because you drop the zero in gematria, you've got 223. That's the reverse number of the logo for Skull and Bones, which is 322. So next year is going to be an absolute doozy. And actually, speaking of the gematria and the numbers and numerology, dates and whatnot, tomorrow is the 5th of November. And in V for Vendetta, which is also known as Guy Fawkes Day, it's 56 days left of the year. It's known as Remember the 5th of November. And there's a bit of a prediction of it. There's some false flags possibly happening tomorrow. And keep in mind, tomorrow also means the next day for us, because it happens in America. They're between 12 and 18 hours behind us. So interesting. Everything happens by the numbers, people. If you haven't heard me speak before, I'll give you something on just the 322. Joe Biden got his first vaccination, well, his first fake vaccination at exactly, I'm talking the split mother friggin' second, the clock hit 3:22 p.m. They do everything by the numbers. And just with the 56, we go back to 56, big number, because coronavirus equals 56. The governor of California said that, whose name equals 56 in gematria, that in 8 weeks' time, what's 8 weeks? 56 days, that exactly the percentage he then said was 56% would be infected. I mean, it's just a mockery. It's just a joke. There is no COVID. It's bullshit. Don't buy into it. Don't comply. I've done nothing that they've asked me to. I've never worn a mask. I've never social distanced. I've just never done anything they've told me. Be bold, be brave. Otherwise, we'll be dragged in the pit by the fucking shit ton of sheeple that just went, oh, I've got to do this. Or the ones that even were going, oh, look, it's just easier. It's wrong, but it's easier. No, Is it easy to give away your freedoms? Actually, as most people, as the Matrix says, they're not ready to be unplugged from the Matrix because the Matrix offers them security, but they don't see that their security and their freedoms are just getting whittled away day by day. That's my intro. I'll breathe now. But I can go on, Adam. The data breaches. Let me go to data breaches. All of a sudden.
Crazy.
All of a sudden, the data breaches all happen at once.
I've been covering that too.
There's no data breaches. Don't get me wrong. Adam's had his site hacked. There are hackers out there, right? But this whole data breach thing all happening around about the same time. But
I called it on day one, mate, with the Optus one, just because of the times we're living and the placement of it. And everyone was panicking. You know, lots of people are panicking that I was seeing. I was saying your data hasn't been breached. It's a psychological operation to bring in the digital ID system.
Yep. And Adam, they did. They backed it up. They backed up the data breach with letters to all Optus customers. So, you know, basically making them scared in their own households, going, "Oh my God, look at this! It's in paper. It's in print now. It's backed up what I saw on the TV and heard on the radio. It's just fear." And again, people they haven't heard me and spoken about toilet paper. The toilet paper was a psyop, right? Do you know anybody Do you know anybody that panicked to go get toilet paper before it ran out? No, because it was just normal. And then all of a sudden, what they did over a weekend is they ran it all out Australia wide. In actual fact, five countries, which I found out later, on the same weekend in five countries. And then on Monday, the media went, "We're out of toilet paper. It's gone mad." And there was one clip. There was one CCTV footage of one major retailer. And you watch them run in. I just went, that just looks like it was totally staged. Again, no one knows anyone that panic bought until it was gone. And the only reason why it was gone was because they purposely ran us out. And 2 points on that. The Kleenex boss in Australia went live on air one time and we cannot find this again. It was like, God, grab it. Couldn't grab it. He said the government told us to stop supply of the toilet paper out of his mouth. Right? And then a lady who works in Coles that I know from a friend said, yeah, you know what? All of a sudden, the toilet paper just stopped. I've worked in FMCG. That's fast moving consumer goods, right? It just doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen. And they've kept the toilet paper low on the shelves just to keep you in the panic mode, right? The deadly mode was those people falling over dead in China, putting their hands out at the last second. If you look carefully at the video, you don't even have to look carefully, right? They weren't falling dead in the streets. And why did they fall dead in the streets anywhere else? Because that was the deadly fear psyop. And too many of us, not people on this channel, fucking fell for it. Ah, man, it's just one psyop after another. And the data breach, another psyop.
Yeah, well, not just one. There's a whole bunch of them.
There's
a whole bunch of data breaches. Right to the Medibank Private and Energy Australia, and it's just absolutely insane. It's comical. Yeah, I was discussing that last night. Actually, I've seen a bunch of videos. A bunch of videos which are really weird to me, where vaxxed people are supposedly like doing what they were doing in China and falling over but holding their hands out and stuff. So they're faking people having injuries from the jabs and putting it in the Truther movement as well, which is bizarre. No doubt people really are, but like they're doing that as well. So yeah, I was talking about this last night anyway, that it's everything is just crazy. I mean, we're living in a dream world, man. Adam, and the hackers as well that got into Optus. What a joke. Hackers on the dark web.
Yeah.
Why did they want $1 million? Wouldn't you surely ask for a bit more than $1 million? I mean, so, as soon as that happened, I was immediately making jokes. making jokes about this whole thing. And then the hackers said they were sorry. They said they were sorry, and they returned all the data and all this, and they got another one. Can't people see that it's just a problem reaction solution to bring in digital ID? That's where they're obviously going. That's the next big part of all this. But They can't see it. They're panicking, thinking their data's been breached. And it's like, come on, think about it and look at the timing.
Yeah, yeah. And look at it all happening at once. Look, Adam, the thing is, I almost can't believe anything that comes on the mainstream media. You know, I'm going to go to something in the China and the Icebox. I've got a little note written down here. But, you know, Imran Khan apparently got shot. Well, you know what? I wasn't there. I'm not going to believe it until I see a body. And what was always saying actually throughout the pandemic, I want to see bodies. I want to see these so-called dead bodies. You know, apparently we had 4,000 cases in Queensland of COVID, which does not exist, 18 deaths and 105 hospitalizations. Now, I've spoken to many people in the hospital, we should call it industry, but in the hospital sector, and it's just bullshit. I've been to hospitals during the pandemic and just gone, where is everybody? This is like so calm. I have a friend of mine who was in Liverpool filming when he broke his leg in a soccer match, went to Liverpool hospital going, oh my God, I'm going to be in here forever. It's going to be a nightmare. He filmed it just going, there's no one in here. There was the website on Facebook, sorry, a Facebook page that was Film Your Hospital, because what we were being told was exactly the opposite in the hospitals. Don't buy anything they're friggin' mother friggin' selling on the stupid box, right? That's why it's called an idiot box for a reason. And nothing cracks me up more than the picture of the exhausted Chinese doctors and nurses. And Adam, I'm not too sure if I think I may have sent this to you because it's been a while ago, and I don't know if I've said it on this program because it's been 2 months since we spoke. But there's a picture. There's a what looks like a body in PPE gear, completely wrapped head to toe, lying on some ice boxes to cool down because they're that exhausted. You zoom in on it, and it's just basically someone's filled a plastic bag to make it look like a body. The whole entire face is completely covered in plastic with no air holes and a pair of sunglasses on. People, take a close look at the images they're giving you, because the images are bullshit. Bullshit images. The war in Ukraine. There is no motherfucking war in Ukraine. Look at the images. The number of bombs, torpedoes, what do you want to call them, that are stuck in the ground, not exploded. What the frig? There was even a picture of a whole entire truck of unexploded bombs. Does that make sense, people? You know, and they use the same two guys holding each other arm in arm a month apart for a story. They're just mocking you. It's mockery after mockery after mockery. It's a daily mockery. And we were going to think about doing a podcast where it was like, was it Tigers and Me? We're still here. This is not going away. And we were looking for a theme song. Well, I came up with a theme song. Let me bring it up. Is the theme song is Not a Day Goes By, right? And listen to the lyrics here. Not a day goes by, not a single day. Ain't that the fucking truth? But you're somewhere a part of my life. Yes, COVID and all the bullshit is a part of your life, and it looks like you'll stay. Yes, it is staying. We're still here. It's not going away as the days go by. I keep thinking, when does it end? My best guess is 2029, right? Where's the day I'll have started forgetting 2029, but probably longer than that, because you'll be just so scarred if you're still around and alive. But I just go on thinking and sweating. Well, a lot of people aren't sweating. They're just thinking it's just going to go away eventually. This ain't going away, people. We got years of this. And you might be sitting there just going, oh, fucking bullshit. This has been 2 years and 3 months. The three-year anniversary to Event 201. If you don't know, if you're on this channel and don't know what Event 201 is, you're not even close to being up to date and aware and awake. All right, Event 201, which was 56 days before the first case of coronavirus, was a simulation of a coronavirus pandemic. Hello, hello. And we go back to the song Dr. Creep from 2013, titled Pandemic, and in it the lyrics, 2020 combined coronavirus body stacking, released in 2013. All right. Everything is by design. They give you all the hints up front. How many hints were given for 9/11? You know, in predictive programming, in The Simpsons, in the Terminator movies, just so many. And Adam, just on that, I came across some footage of the cleaner that died from 9/11, apparently he was on the windows when the planes hit and was above them. And so basically he came down with them. And if that's true, he didn't deserve that. And, rest in peace. But while they were showing that, they showed some footage of the actual second plane going into the building. Now, people, no planes hit the buildings, right? Now, as this plane goes in, this hologram, it comes out the other side. The nose comes out by, I'd say, about 6 foot. So I slow-moed this video down, and I've screenshotted. Actually, I'll even send it to you, Adam, just so that you can put it on the website if you want. But there is the nose cone coming out the other side of a steel structure. And if you go and do your research to watch these buildings go up, this is a motherfucking serious steel buildings. Right. If a bird can do damage to a plane, what is how the heck is a full nose going to come out the other side of the building? Ain't happening.
Well, the nose of the plane would be probably the weakest part of it anyway.
Yeah.
How's that going to pierce through a steel encased building and glass and everything and come out like that?
Yeah.
That's been noted a few times going back as well.
Yeah.
With the nose sticking out there.
There you go, Adam. I've just sent it to you on Messenger, and you can clear as day see that that is a nose. And actually, it doesn't even look like a nose, like a nose of a plane. It actually looks like a torpedo more so.
It doesn't.
Yeah. The only true thing about 9/11 was it was an inside job, and the fuckers brought it down by controlled demolition, and they got away with it. Now, they've also just got away with coronavirus. And it's just so sad. It's just so sad to think that, you know, people don't want to fight for their freedoms. And the movie The Matrix is right. They're plugged in and just are fearful of unplugging.
They don't want to. No. Yeah, that's right. They're just happy to continue along now.
Yeah. And Adam, the next thing I'll bring up is these interest rate rises are happening all around the world because apparently of inflation. So today, the Bank of England has made its biggest interest rate increase in three decades, joining the US Federal Reserve and other central banks worldwide in rapid hikes as it tries to beat back stubbornly high inflation. Get ready for this. Fueled by Russia's invasion of Ukraine, right, which is no invasion. It's all bullshit, right? And the disastrous economic policies of the former Prime Minister Liz Truss, who was in office for 44 days. 44 days. We've been having interest rate rises now for 7-8 months, and they put this bullshit in here that was Liz Truss's for 44 days. Utter bullshit. Just utter bullshit, but people will buy it. People, to curb inflation, what the government needs to do is increase interest rate rises so that you, on say a $500,000 loan, so far here in Oz, it's gone up $750 a month. So to curb inflation, I've got to give my bank $750 of my hard-earned money, and that's going to stop inflation because I can't buy anything anymore, but I'm going to give that $750 to the banksters. What are they going to do with it? Put it in their bank. That's fantastic. That's a fantastic system. This whole interest, the interest is the biggest lie, the biggest con, the biggest fraud, the biggest piece of bullshit, because you can never repay the interest worldwide. It's impossible, right? Larry Hannigan does a great piece on interest is the root of all evil, and it just is. And they're going to get away with this interest rate rises, and we're going to be all just worse off for it. It's as simple as that. And it won't curb inflation. It's got nothing to do with it. And this diesel price in Australia at the moment, which is just stupid at $2.30, $2.40 a litre, right, they're blaming that on Ukraine. Well, I spoke to a mate of mine who works down where the diesel comes in. He said, mate, we've got that much diesel down there. It's ridiculous. And like this was like 12 months ago, 6 or 8 months ago. And he said, there's never been a problem. There's not going to be a problem. This is just utter bullshit. I said, great, I'm glad you can see it. And he says, mate, I'm on the inside on this. Absolutely, this is utter bullshit, the price. Got another one. Jeez, it's all coming back to me. So I'm talking to a lady, I can't remember where, was it a shop? And we were talking about something with phones. And she goes, I had a guy come in, he was my client. Where was I? I can't remember. Anyway, she goes, I had a client that was in a sec, was he in government? I can't remember. In government or a position, wherever he was, it was above his pay grade, but he knew about security. This is all about CCTV and data capturing, blah, blah, blah. And he said, I no longer have a smartphone. I've got this phone. And he showed up. It was just a basic Nokia, could only basically make phone calls. That's it. He said, what I found out, which is above my pay grade, I got rid of my smartphone instantly. That's, and look, and I, hearing that, I really should get rid of my smartphone. There is a thing called a clear phone out there that apparently is like a smartphone, but it's not a smartphone. It's totally encrypted. And unfortunately, I learned about that 3 days after I bought my next smartphone. Sometimes I just think to myself, they've got enough info on me anyway, but that's a little bit silly to think that. That's kind of like living in the Matrix. So I should give myself an uppercut on that. But yeah, to hear that, she said, yeah, he got rid of it straight away. They just have that much info on us. They can just record so much. He said, it's actually scary.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
It's
a weapon in your pocket, isn't it?
Yep. So,
little spies in your pocket. that's the smartphone is the training tool into this dystopian transhumanist type future. So that's what's going to ring us all in. So, unbelievable! People are hooked on them.
Yep. Adam, this is from about 30 seconds odd to read. This is Conspirators Hierarchy: The Story of the Committee of 300 by Dr. John Coleman, published 1992, page 164. At least 4 billion useless eaters shall be eliminated by the year 2050 by means of limited wars, organized epidemics of fatal rapid acting diseases and starvation. Energy, food, and water shall be kept at subsistence levels for the non-elite, starting with the white population of Western Europe and North America, and then spreading to other races. The population of Canada, Western Europe, and the United States will be decimated more rapidly than other continents until the world's population reaches a manageable level of 1 billion, of which 500 million will consist of Chinese and Japanese, selected because they are people who have been regimented for centuries and who are accustomed to obeying authority without question. And that comes back to the Georgia Guidestones, which came down on George Bush's 76th birthday on 7/6 at 4:03 a.m. and 33 seconds. What is 4:03? 43. What is George Bush, the 43rd president? And what is the 33 seconds, the 33 levels of Freemasonry? Everything is on by design. And what was the first rule on the Georgia Guidestones? The population to be in harmony with nature of 500 million people. This is just decades, hundreds of years in the making. This is just amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it says it right there, doesn't it?
Yeah.
they don't hide it.
Well, in the Bible, and I think the Bible is more so a playbook. They say that the devil has to put things in plain sight, but it may be inverted or in reverse.
Mm.
And that's what you got to look for. What's the inversion? What's the reverse? Or is it just straight out boom in your face?
No, they always tell you what they're going to do.
Yep.
We always talk about this. It's done a lot through the forms of entertainment, music, and Hollywood movies and stuff. Yeah. So it's entertaining, but they're telling you shit. And so people are, it's going in, but they're not taking it seriously.
No.
So, I mean, talk about a war against the white race of this planet. That is open genocide that they're planning.
Ah, 100%.
While Africa and China and all this get left alone, they're gonna exterminate the whites. We knew that was coming. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy, isn't it?
Well, a bit of a segue on that. Here in Queensland, we're building a Holocaust museum and education centre. Now,
oh God, I heard about these. Scam.
Yeah, exactly. I wasn't there. You weren't there. None of the listeners were there. What really happened, we'll never know. All right, we know what happened 9/11 because we were alive. We know what happened with coronavirus. But remember, the coronavirus, we'll always know that the figures were bullshit, just utter, utter, utter bullshit. But cop this for the kicker with the Holocaust Museum is that They go, we're never going to. The Queen is. It was. They tagged in the Queensland Jewish Board of Deputies, right? So the Jews or the Jesuits run the world. So this is just a Jewish mockery, just absolute mockery. The mockery just doesn't stop. It's just daily, you know, like all this bizarre. I'm just saying this, I can say the word. All the headings for the weather, you know, bizarre weather forecast. I mean, like just rain bombs. Everything they're just throwing us.
Explosions.
Explosions. Yeah. Oh my lordy, it just doesn't stop people.
Wasn't it funny as well? Why do we care in Australia about the Holocaust anyway?
Yeah, exactly.
They want to put it in the schools too. They're just saying that the kids aren't learning about this enough. We don't care. And there's no evidence that it even happened,
yeah.
Other than to create sympathy for the very people who are trying to screw our lives, you know. I notice with the interest rate hike, it was interesting because they did it on Melbourne Cup Day,
yes.
the other day, and there was all these bizarre things that went on there. Some guy put some liquid on the tracks, they said, in the morning, and then there were these women fighting each other and all of this going on. I don't know if you looked into it. There's a whole bunch of weird things that happened on Melbourne Cup Day. There was like this really crazy, insane weather and all these kinds of things going on, and the radio and the TV were blurting it out everywhere, but they hiked the interest rate up at the same time as that was going on. So probably obviously another distraction. Which was really interesting. But have a look at the weird things when you get a chance that went on Melbourne Cup Day the other day in Melbourne. It was really strange. And I sent you a video there before showing how desperate the system is getting now. And I keep saying this, and it just proves it. As more people wake up and more people clue onto what's going on, it's an energetic thing as well. It's a spiritual thing as well. It's not just physical, and we are being preyed on. We are being preyed on. This in my book is interdimensional shit going on. There's a lot of, you know, and we've been talking about this lately, but if you look in New Zealand, I've been saying this for years that they are going to try to criminalize what we are doing right now. And you look at what they've just done. If you watch that video, they've added truthers to the new terrorist list.
Yep.
And they're encouraging people to dob you in. So if my neighbor sort of heard me talking to you like this, he could actually like dob you in, you know. Yep. They're actually saying anybody who's, did you hear that video? That woman is evil. Yep. You just look at that woman's eyes in New Zealand. That is a monster. I mean, that looks like an absolute cretin to me. What a creep. And she's basically saying it's a war against you if you have your own opinion. Now, Jacinta Ardern, who I believe is a tranny, came out recently to the UN and said, we just can't have you online doing this, countering what we're saying. You know, if we're telling people to get vaccinated and, you know, there's communities out there online on websites or whatever, on Telegram or whatever it is, saying not to, we can't have that. You have to do what we say. And so there is a war right now on us, all of us, that are even saying anything and have websites and have our own personal opinions and views. And in New Zealand, now they're really going for the throat of anyone. The video is up on the Kras Files website. You can watch what she's saying. It's quite unbelievable. And they're basically putting people who are, they openly say that if you're questioning COVID, if anyone is questioning government authority, you are now going to be labeled as a terrorist. This is unbelievable. So obviously they're scared and obviously they're lashing out. They wouldn't be doing that if they weren't worried because of all the pushback and everything. Yeah, there's a lot of dumbasses. But we don't need, as you said, Jason, many times, we don't need them all. We only need a certain percentage in each country, in each city. And that's happened. That's happening. Yeah. There's a massive wake-up call happening, and I think this is why they're moving on this. They can't stand that we're doing this now, that people are putting, you know, every time things happen now, it's lightning quick. you know, that it's being exposed at the same time, and they definitely don't like it. It's not how it was back in the day. It's changed now, and they want to curb this. So there's a war on what we're doing now. It's really interesting. And if they get this through in New Zealand, wow. What are they gonna say about you if you just have a website or a podcast, or you're an author, or you have your own social media page and you've got people in there questioning the government? Fucking hell. But obviously I think it's all about scare tactics, fear mongering, and what they're gonna do is they're gonna try this, and I said this on so many podcasts, buckle up, because I think this is where they're gonna go for the throat. I think that you see with this kind of system that it's ready now to take control. It's fattened us up and dumbed us down, I think, to the point where now it's going to come in for the kill, and we're going to see a lot of scary shit. And that's why I say to people, buckle up, this is going to get worse, and they're going to go for terrible draconian measures like Mark McGowan. Jason, I didn't get to talk to you about that. That's horrific what he did, you know, coming up, conjuring up new his own state of emergency powers, like Andrews did, but giving those powers to police.
Yeah, right. Where they can, I didn't see that.
Yeah, you know how Daniel Andrews came up with his new pandemic powers laws because they're finishing.
Yep, yep.
Now he's got his own ones, but Mark McGowan's changed the game. And I told everyone this guy's going to be the worst dictator in Australia. Yes, he's compromised. But what he's doing, and it's going through the lower house now, and it looks like it's going to pass. I've been watching some videos, and they said we can't basically stop it. All we can do is try and strip it back, because the people in Western Australia gave this fuckwit so much power, Daddy Mark McGowan. And they have to admit that, Jason. They got fooled by this guy because he shut the borders, and they believed that he was protecting that part of the world from the zombies, you know, and they did. They did. He was going to get in anyway. I know that. But still, they really got behind him, and he got a big power surge. But now what he's done is he's basically, because he's bringing in, like Andrews, this 2 years. They're going to last for 2 years, and it's like a state of emergency laws. The same thing, but he's handing those powers to police, the police commissioner, and the police will have the power to break into your home without a warrant, seize property, you break into your car, take anything they want, all of this. If they think that you have an infection, for example. Mm-hmm. So this is really draconian if you look into it, really draconian. And now we look at Queensland, Australia, the emergency state of emergency powers laws that Palachuk, who's definitely tied up with the Jewish lobbies, 100%, her state of emergency powers are now coming to an end. So this dickhead, this guy up there in Queensland, public health officer or whatever he's called, he's bringing in a new traffic light system, red, amber, and green. And I was making fun of this about you, but I'd love for you to tell us later on if you actually do see those traffic light systems. Apparently, they're putting in a traffic light system in Queensland, and when it's red, your mask goes on. When it's amber, you're in kind of panic mode, but you know, you're not here or there. You're just sort of like you still should be doing it. And when it's green, which it is now, you can go along and go along with your life, and you don't have to do the restrictions. But this is a weird thing in Queensland, because it's not like McGowan that doing. I think it's just all they're kind of asking you politely to do it. And I want you to tell us, Jason, if that is true, and wait for it to happen. I really want you to see. To tell us and to take photos and explain to us what they're talking about and what those traffic light systems are going to be and where they're going to be implemented, if that is real. But if the people of Queensland don't push back against, because that is that's childish. It's absolute nonsense. It's the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life. And I can't see the people of Queensland putting up with this. There's been some good rallies in Brisbane. I don't think they're going to take that, but that is that shows you not only that we're still here, but they're still trying to cling on to that power that they've had for the last couple of years. And they're not willing to let that go. And that tells me that they're maybe going to conjure up something else. Maybe if the digital ID system, the digital identity, the doesn't come in fast enough, or not enough people want the boosters. Maybe they're going to go back and have another pandemic and lock everyone again, down again. You know, like throw a tantrum. That could be kind of what they're prepared for. I really don't know. But not only are we still here and it's not gone away, man, it's kind of worse in a way. Because it's like they're not locking you down again, but they're still trying to scare people so no one knows what to do. They think they got their lives and their freedom back, but they're thinking, like, I have to put the mask on. So this traffic light system, to me, is a system of absolute total control. I think if they get a traffic light system into your state, and those lights go amber or red and people put on a mask, talk about absolute control. I mean, and there's no need to. It's just recommendations. That's crazy. I guess if people do that in enough numbers, then the system itself is going to say these people are basically gone. They're not in control of their lives anymore. We can do whatever we want now.
The ones wearing masks right now, bye-bye.
I saw them today, mate. I saw them today.
No, but bye-bye. See you later. You deserve to go. You are the absolute core of the problem if you're wearing a mask. There is no COVID. If there's a mask wearer listening to this channel, I'm sorry. Why are you listening to this channel? You tune in the wrong frequency. Get off. You're in the wrong place. Because there is no, and don't even wear one because you just, you know, it's easier. I've had to go to doctors, I've had to go to hospitals, I've had to go to courthouses, and all where apparently I was meant to wear a mask. Never worn one. Stand your motherfucking ground. Have some balls.
That's right.
Right? I won't. I had to get an infection. And I had to go to a doctor's just the other day. And the girl there, it's one of the very last doctors around where they've got the temperature check and wanting you to wear a mask and a security guard. And I just walked in and said, I'm not doing any of it. And she goes, oh, I said, I'm not doing anything. Just walked on. She goes, oh, whatever. Yeah, fuck them. Just fuck the sheep. Simple as that. Have some balls, people.
Absolutely.
Do not partake. Do not partake. Right. And if I absolutely have to wear a mask, like, there's absolutely no way out of it. And going to the courthouse twice with a friend that just supporting him, it was twice or three times, right, is I challenge him every single time. And I'm just not doing it. All right. Just don't. And if I have to, and absolutely there's no way out of it, I will not do what I've got to do. Simple as that. I will not put a mask on ever unless it's a gas attack and it's a freaking proper mask with that, oxygen. That's the only time.
Mm.
Only time.
No, not a chance. Never done it. I've never even picked one up.
Nah.
I've never QR coded, sanitized.
Nah.
And I've never picked up a mask of any type.
Yeah.
I don't have any exemptions. And I'm not coming. I don't want an exemption. I don't have asthma. Yeah. And I don't care. So I don't even know what I've refused to even touch the things. So I have no idea. I've never ever done it, and I don't ever have any excuses for any of it. And I've always been like that, and that's the way it is. I'm simply ain't doing it. Someone put this up on our Telegram channel, Jason, from the Expose UK. Single use and reusable face masks found to contain cancer causing titanium dioxide.
Boom.
So in a study of 12 face masks, every mask contained titanium dioxide particles in at least one layer at levels that were exceeded the acceptable exposure levels and amounts. So this is the International Agency for Research and Cancer classifies titanium dioxide as a group of 28 carcinogen, which means it is possibly carcinogenic to humans by inhalation. You know, like breathing it in. Some of these things are okay if you've, you know, the metals or the objects, but when you're breathing that in, you're talking about dustified titanium dioxide here, like in nanoform that's in the layers of the mask. And so people have got that on all day, breathing that in. And they're like little knives going in and cutting up all their insides and their lungs. And the masks have a physical and psychological tool. That's what they are. It's a psychological tool. It's a system of control and mind control. When you wear a mask, you are telling the New World Order system that you are submitting to it.
Yep.
It's ritualistic. It is ritualistic humiliation. Look at the elites and their mask wearing and all this kind of weird stuff they do. It's ritualistic, folks. And when you wear a mask, you are submitting to this system. And you and what kind of example are you setting for future generations and your children? And those kids who look up to you to protect them and set an example. You are nothing but a fucking donkey. You're a slave if you put one of those masks on. And I don't care what the situation is. I don't care what they're telling you. You gave in and you crumbled and you went down on one bended knee and you licked the ass of the New World Order system. And you know it. And now you're being told that these things are poisoning you and causing cancer. And this is, I can't read out the whole story. It's horrifying. I'm not trying to skip it. I'm just saying, and I knew this ages ago. People were talking about all this stuff in the test too, that they're shoving up your nose. And all of this. So we've known this for ages, and they're still wearing them, Jason. They're still wearing these masks after everything that we know. And they're not understanding what this really means. You are giving your sovereignty up. You are humiliating yourself. You're no longer free as a human being and sovereign. Your dignity and morals are gone. You are nothing but a shameful, low-life, pathetic creature on your knees. And there's no way I'm going to do that in to myself or in front of my family or child. And so I never did. I don't care how they treat me. You wouldn't believe the looks I got when in the Sydney lockdowns last year. When I went out to the shops, I was the only one. They were breathing on my neck. They were giving me these death stares, staring, peering at you, talking about you, muttering about you, pointing at you, saying things about you, trying to push you out of their stores, treating you like you were a leper. You know, they didn't want you around, trying to bully you. And none of it ever got to me. None of it, mate, just like you.
Yeah.
And, you know, it does kind of want, you do want to lash out, but I'm still here and you're still here and I never did it. And if you want to wear a mask, go ahead and wear it. I don't care. Wear it. Do it. Because they're still doing it today. I was out shopping. Jason contacted me today for a podcast. I said, I'm just doing a bit of grocery shopping. And there's a bunch of them in masks. You know, and there's no need to do that, but they're refusing. They want to wear them. Maybe it's a personality thing, like maybe they feel comfortable behind that mask. Maybe they have issues with their physical appearance or their self-confidence in public and putting that on. Maybe that gives them that confidence to go out and drive around and do things and feel better. I don't know. I'm not sure why they're doing it, mate, but it is a very satanic and ritualistic and nasty exercise, and it's dangerous, and you don't want to go there at all, mate, at all, you know? And I've always stuck to my gun, same as you. I could go back to our podcast how long ago, mate, and you were saying, I'm not fucking wearing it. And you've been through this a million times, walking into places where they demanded it, and you did it. What can they do? What are they going to do? Are they going to call the police? Take me by where's the fine? Give it to me. I'll go to court. No. And so it's really crazy, mate. And we knew this was going to happen. Now the Pfizer executives are getting up there in front of the world and saying the vaccines don't stop transmission. And look, okay, there's no transmission. But looking at that, that is like unbelievable, because that's why everyone got them. Like, they are standing up there in front of the planet now saying their vaccines don't work. And the vaccines do nothing to stop transmission. So if you've getting 1, 2, 3, or 4, or you're getting none and you're an anti-vaxxer, there's no difference other than if you've got those, you're going to be poisoned and probably die at some point in your life and get heart problems. So really unbelievable. Now they're telling you in big studies, the masks are poisoning you. There was no science behind them. The social distancing and all of that was nothing but mockery. The QR codings was just training you. There's no science there. It's all falling to pieces, mate. And I reckon by next year, the whole thing's going to fall to bits. And I think these pharma companies are just going to come out like the tobacco guys and just go, hey, we did the best we could with what we had. Sorry. And you're going to have hundreds and millions, even billions of people going, excuse me? Like, how do you think I feel? I got them. And now you're just telling me none of it worked and it was all for nothing? And you were basically scammed? They're going to be pissed, mate. I think you're right. I know you're going to say not a lot won't, but I think a lot of people will be pissed. I would be too.
Adam, there's going to be a certain percentage that, and the percentages are going to be small, that are not going to be pissed and just say, well, you know, we had to do it. We had to try. We had to be sure. We had to be safe, and we didn't know. We had to take the chance, and that's okay. Because remember, it's like a Labor voter.
They did the best they could, and my health's bad, but, you know.
Yeah. And there's people, right, number of people who have got bad health from it that have gone and done a YouTube video or whatever and said, I'd do it again. Stacks of them. I'm in hospital right now because of the jab, but I would do this again because it's for the greater good. That's the dumb retards that we need wiped off this earth. They need to go. They need to go now. Get another booster. Please get another booster.
Let's hope those jabs do their work. In finishing up today, Jason, I would like to get your opinion, and I've repeated it a lot. I'm just interested because it seems like a lot of parents don't want to give their kids jabs. It's happening in the US. And from what I know in Australia, yeah, a lot of oldies and a lot of dimwits are getting 3 and 4 boosters and everything. But most people don't seem to want any more than 2. They've put their foot down in the sand. And I've spoken to a lot of people and I've looked into this. They're saying, I've had my 2, I'm done. Now I've got family and stuff and friends. I've asked so many people. They're not having any more and they're pissed. They're like, I had to, I didn't really want to get them. And I think that encapsulates a large section of society. But then you do have that rogue part of society who are completely gone in the brain and they want more and more and more. But my question is, why are they building a Moderna facility to manufacture these jabs in Melbourne? Why are they, when ScoMo was giving them all the way to Pacific Islands and they're telling us they've got stockpiles that they can't, that they're going to go bad because no one wants them. Why are they building manufacturing facilities to make them if no one wants them? What's your opinion on that? My opinion, which is only mine, is that people won't have any choice. Because the article that came out a few weeks ago where Moderna, the same company, they're saying that they've got a new mRNA jab that repairs heart muscle tissue for people who have heart injuries. So people who have been injured initially and have a heart inflammation or heart muscle injuries from the initial jabs, they're now coming out with more jabs that they're saying they're promising will help you. And I'm just wondering if so many millions of people that get injured and have problems from these jabs, perhaps that's why they're making more. Because you won't have a choice. It's better you kind of won't have any life. You'll be sick and die off if you don't take them. That's the only reason. I don't know why they're building those facilities here and if they're saying they're throwing them all out. I'm trying to get everyone's opinion. What do you think they're making those facilities in Melbourne for, to manufacture bloody millions of these things when we've already said, hey, we've had enough, we don't want it?
Yeah, look, who knows what they're manufacturing there? But, you know, like, I don't know how quickly they're going to build the facility, but there's a reason for everything. And just so many – I just don't believe anything I get told unless I see it firsthand. And not even video because, like I said, the war in Ukraine, there's no war in Ukraine. Okay, it's just not happening. They're just puppets. I mean, Zelensky is an actor. He actually is an actor. And he's just doing his job acting. You know, Putin's a World Economic Forum young leader. So was the current Prime Minister of the UK, Sunsky or whatever his name is. Liz Truss was also a WF young leader. I mean, this is just all by design.
Trudeau.
Yep, absolutely. And I just want to end on, actually, because I've got it written down here, is that Kevin Chant, your health minister. Kerry Chant. I don't know why I keep thinking it's Kevin, maybe because I'm looking like I'm looking at a man. But isn't it amazing?
You are.
Yeah. Is like once she's come out saying there's 2 new variants coming, I mean, how the fuck do you know? And all the little numbers and codes they give for each variant, right? The people, this thing's not mutating, okay? It's just not. This is part of the con. This is part of the fucking fear. You know, now we've got XBB, we've got QB1, and we've got Omicron, we've got Delta, and we've got this, and we've got that. It's just all bullshit. Just absolute, utter fucking bullshit. But Kerry Chant, I mean, the health ministers around the world either look like a transvestite, either look like a man or look like just a fat, obese, morbidly obese human. I mean, it's amazing. All of a sudden, all these health ministers, or should we call them hell ministers, just are like just grotesque in every shape and form. What the frig's going on? You know, is that part of the psyop as well? I mean, clearly it must be, because why would health minister after health minister literally morbidly obese? But anyway.
I think that's part of the mockery.
Yeah, for sure.
Most of the planet is in such an unhealthy state.
Yep.
And they're being told to do everything wrong because everything's inverted. And you look at McDonald's and Coke and all the shit people eat and all the vaccines and all the drugs people are on and the anti-psych medications and all the pharma drugs and what people consume and the poison in the water and, you know, and the plastic junk in the supermarkets and what we do. And so we basically have a terrible and unhealthy diet not us and the listeners and a lot of people, I just mean in general. If you look at people's diet and what people are eating nowadays and all the grains and all the cereals and the dead products and dead dairy and everything, then the so-called health ministers would have to be a reflection of that, which is mockery. You know, it's like a mirror of society, you know what I mean? If we got rid of all this and we cleaned all this up and changed everything, then it would be a different reflection. But the system itself is only reflecting back to us what we are,
Yep.
You know? And so that's what we see. And until we change it, it's always going to be like that. So, it's a mirror image kind of thing going on. It's crazy. And, those health ministers are just, I mean, can they make them any worse? And these chief health officers, they're so creepy. It's just... it's insane. You would think that the system would put these slick, good-looking, healthy people up there. So you would I'll believe them. It's like a kind of fancy used car salesman or something, but they put these weirdos up there. It's so strange.
Adam, to your point, actually, the hell ministers, I mean health ministers, they're all like looking, just crazy, right? You know, either fat, mortally obese, or just looking like a man or a tranny, right? The CHOs, which is the chief health officers, they're the used car salesmen. Look at our guy, John, whatever his name in Queensland. Very sleek look, but he's a used car salesman. Look at our one for the whole of Australia, Brett Sutton. You know, very sleek look, car salesman. So it's very interesting that the CHOs are the sleek car salesmen, and maybe not everyone is, but just comes to mind that, they actually are. I mean, Jeanette Young, who was our one before she became governor, she was not overweight. She was very old and not a pretty face, but she was old, fair suck of the south for her. Don't want to be mean about that, but she was sleek. So very interesting. But look, people, we are still here. This isn't going away. They've warned us there's variants on the way.
I know. So, that was hilarious.
Yeah, they're warning us. Like Christmas here is bloody hot. You know, what viruses in Queensland is a small thing in a hot climate. I mean, it's just a joke, the mockery. People, we are still here. This is not going away. If I can just say before we go, Adam, is that I don't live my life by this. I pay attention to it. I've built new businesses in the last 2 years. I've been going away. I've been running shows. I've been doing events. But I keep an eye on these bastards, these utter evil bastards, scum pieces of shit and what they're doing so that I'm prepared. I'm prepared not in every way, shape, and form, but I'll be more prepared than 99% of people. People, be prepared in every way because you don't know what they're going to throw at us. Meantime, have fun, and when they go and do something to you, you go, I'm cool. I've got a generator. I've got food. I've got water. I've got supplies. I've got this. I've got that. No worries, because if you can afford it and you're going to use a product in the next 3 months, go and buy 3 months' worth because you don't know what these assholes are going to do to us. And to that point, they're already warning us that over summer, Woolworths are going to be running out of some staple food products. Now, just on that point before we do bug out, is the other day when the flooding came through Victoria really bad, someone from Agforce, agricultural, whatever they are, came on and said, there's no problem with food because Australia makes 3 times the amount of food than what it needs. Hang on. What did you just say? People, food shortages like toilet paper are by design. She just told you three times the amount of food, and she said, don't worry, because we just make more than what we need. Hello? Hello? Everything you see on TV, 99%, is mockery or bullshit or plain lies.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, and also, keep in shape. People, keep in shape.
Yeah.
Get a gym membership. Go to the gym. You can't do friggin' 100 push-ups a day, 100 sit-ups a day, 100 squats a day. Be in shape. Get some kilos off if you're carrying some kilos. All right? You just want to just be prepared.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. And I did mention that a bunch of times. They were telling us during the lockdowns we produce 3-4 times more food than what Australia needs, so don't ever worry about that. And then fast forward a little bit and there's like only one lettuce in the store, and there's all these all the food's missing. It's being withheld, people. That's all to create panic.
Yeah,
and yeah, there was that moment kind of not long ago where it was like $12-$15 for strawberries, and now they're like $1 for a punnet, you know?
Yeah.
It's just because there's too many because they withheld them.
Yeah, and Adam, on that lettuce, I was in
They seriously are. They're like $2 a punnet now.
Yeah. Adam, I was in a Raise Organic at Norflakes, and the lettuce was like $7. This is when lettuce that was not organic was $12. I mean, it was just a mockery. There was plenty of lettuce around. They just jacked the price up. There's plenty of diesel oil around. They're just jacking the price up. There's no reason to increase interest rates. They're just jacking up to fuck with us. It's as simple as that.
That's right. And just to finish, I sent you the Yahoo News Australia article, and it's entitled Fears of Christmas COVID Explosion as Two New Variants Emerge.
Yeah. Yeah.
So as COVID cases rise across the country, experts are back, people. We never no names, no links, nothing. We just get told experts. I always talk about the experts, mate, because the newspapers love talking about experts, and the experts say this and that, but you never find out who they are or where they are. There's never any links or names or anything we can check out. They're just experts. And the experts are warning about another couple of variants right in the time for Christmas. And they will explode and circulate in big numbers over the Christmas period. And we're going to get a pandemic wave that will emerge.
you can't make this shit up.
Can you believe they're telling us about a fear of a COVID explosion in Australian summer? I mean, especially you guys are sweating your asses off there in Queensland for that. I mean, come on. Talk about being still here. I mean, this is mockery now. It's insane. It's insane. I can't believe they've pulled a couple of new fake COVID variants out of the hat for Christmas, just to keep everybody spooked, you know. Yeah. Very interesting, isn't it? I have heard in some parts of Europe and stuff, people saying some restrictions returned and things. So, you know, it hasn't gone away. The masks and everything, it's still kind of bubbling there in the background. It's weird, isn't it? That's what I'm saying. So people are uncomfortable. And, yeah, it's created a state of not being sure. So that's what I was saying. That's one of the things I've been noticing. People are kind of having their lives back, but they're a bit uncomfortable.
Well, Adam, they've got to keep up all these little psyops to make sure that we are sort of like on tenterhooks. You know, that's why the toilet paper's never come back after 2 years. You know, like and other products now, you know, and just the diesel, the apparent war. There's just so many things going on to make sure that we're fearing, we're living in fear, and we're hoping the government will, you know, help us out. You know, but they create the problem, they present the solution, and too many sheep will buy it. Okay, so let's see what we'll speak before the year's out, but let's see what 3 brings. So, oh, good old 3-2-2 in reverse.
That's right. Buckle up, folks.
Yeah.
Buckle up and just stay prepared and stay aware, and try to stay in control, and don't live in a fear state, and just keep your eyes on this system like a hawk, but run your own life accordingly. And these creatures are feeding on fear, keeping planet in fear state. It's unbelievable. And who knows, mate, what they're next, what they're going to try. It's very, very crazy times. We cover it as best we can. Good chatting with you today, buddy, as always.
Likewise.
We were going to do half an hour and we did an hour. There you go. But you give us a unique perspective from Queensland. I love that. And so we can find out what's going on the ground there. Always good. And stay there for a sec, mate, and we'll plug out for today. Thanks for chatting, mate. And great chit to connect.
Peace out, peeps.